I'm just finding it so interesting, Fred. There's so much to talk about.
On Tuesday, you said?
I got it actually on Wednesday. I'm really enjoying it. Tuesday. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it. On my own show, what I've done was able to put people into a meditation and raised their vibrancy so much that they could see colors deeper and more vibrantly. And you're saying the same thing in the book here. When we begin to develop ourselves into higher frequencies, individuals, as we will soon learn to do, we can increase our visual spectrum. And that's very true. I've had people that tell me, Steve, I can see things greener, I can see the flowers prettier, I have more vision, I have more... You know, and there's so much that's in this book that's hitting home to me at a higher level of energy. So it's I'm just blown away by it. It's just I think every home in America should have this book.
Well, hopefully they will. We get the right promotion out there, you know.
And, yeah, it's just incredible.
Yeah,
just incredible.
Well, I'll show it to everybody. There's not a whole lot of viewers yet, but it's the Inside Track, which is now available at your local Pyridine store, which is here. These limited editions are not going into any stores. You have to order it directly from us. We only printed 1,000 of them, and then the publisher, you can get more when the publisher takes over, whoever that might be yet, we don't know. But it's a good book. Got a lot of, I like the drawings in there. I think you like the one about Nibiru, right?
Yes. The one about Nibiru is very interesting. We call that either the Dark Star, Nibiru, Planet X, but the drawings are really incredible. That's quite a size. I mean, dimensions of that are quite big.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to, in your book here, it says that people will visually be able to see that in 2012.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that are happening. See, this book is so true to form. I mean, it's just absolutely, absolutely incredible.
What I've been watching all week on television is stupid people going out there and getting these live virus flu shots, which will eventually cause them problems the rest of their life,
mm-hmm.
shoving their kids under the needle. And this has got more potency in it than that incident that happened down. It's actually the Mobile, Alabama, with the 1 million. Well, go ahead and explain. You read it in the book. Explain what you read.
Basically, what it said was there were 1 million people given a vaccine that had
under the aegis of polio.
Right, and they were supposed to have a polio shot, and they were given a cancer vaccine.
That's right.
But it actually had live
virus,
cancer
yeah.
in it. And that's incredible. And Bill Clinton had to apologize for it.
Yeah, he did. It happened in 1960, but he apologized for it during his term of office.
But that gave the people cancer. I mean, how it's despicable.
Well, what they do.
That's incredible, Fred.
Which is what they do, you know. That's what money's all about, these people.
Yep. Yep.
And what
I think it's greed and, the evil forces that are out there are being run by these large companies. And it's just incredible that they would want to ruin science and just turn it into something that's so bad and so evil, when science is actually a beautiful art.
Yeah,
so
that's why I said in the subtitle of the book, The Complete History of Science and How It Became Deadly on the Watch of the One World Order, and how
yeah.
it sidesteps its activity.
Right, yeah. right.
I think.
It's pretty incredible. Pretty
yeah,
incredible.
So that's how it goes, and I'm watching these people being vaccinated by the tens of thousands out there, watching Rumsfeld Gilmead stock go up, and because, you know, as you die, he goes to the bank, laughing
yes.
all the way.
Yes.
And big laugh, big chuckles, you know, the Rumsfeld.
Yep.
And
yep.
He made $45 million earlier this year off his 5 million shares of Gilmead, which is the owner of the vaccine. And a lot of people just don't realize what they're getting. This is how stupid people are out there. I mean, literally, they're dumb. And this is not just Americans; it's people all over the world. And,
yes.
And if you're under 19 years old, you're not allowed to have the vaccine. It's already killed too many kids and it's put too many people into mental institutions. Give it a little time. Watch the craziness. You know, you'll see. Remember, you heard it on this show. Watch the craziness. These people, they're getting the vaccine now. Give them about 6 months. About how long it takes to kick in. Then you're going to see some real strange things going on this planet, I'll tell you.
Well, it's really it's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
People died too fast
I
from the...
I want to
yeah, go ahead.
Point. Did you read about the chapter about all the drug companies, the history of them and all that?
No, I haven't got that far, Fred. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's okay, because
that
you're going to find that in, which chapter is it here? Chapter 8, called Drugs, Drugs, and More Drugs, Drug Companies, Health Manipulation, Deception, Power, and Short, Deceptive Mind Control. And you'll find that when you read that chapter, that pretty much, well, first of all, the big drug companies all came from IG Farben, and there's a bunch of stuff. IG Farben was Hitler's, under his regime. And at the end, and of course, it was financed by which Rockefeller was it? Wasn't Lawrence? It was his dad. Lawrence's dad, Rockefeller, financed it. IG Farben, along with a couple of Bilderbergers, it's all in there, all the pertinent information. But the bottom line is, at Nuremberg, as the war crime, all of the staff was. Put, you know, the main leading guys were put to trial, you know. Because they, what happened was six companies, they broke it down into six, IG Farben broke down into six companies, and then they tried all these people, and then they brought them over here on Operation Paperclip and put them as heads of Roche, all the new labs that we see, you know, Sandoz of Switzerland, Swiss, of course. And so all these criminals began to run these drug companies, and if you look at any of the big ones, usually the founders have been indicted or served time in penitentiaries and stuff.
And that's incredible. Jailbirds.
Yeah, that's who runs your drug companies.
Jailbirds.
I'm just looking at page 171, 172, and then. And then, of course, Tavistock, it goes into, and that chapter goes into Tavistock and how, well, this one guy, I'll just read it here. Dr. Wittfried Overholzer. Some of the greatest mind control experiments were conducted by Dr. Kurt Plotner at Dachau during World War II. He administered mescaline to unwilling subjects by spiking prisoners' drinks. Concurrently, the United Concurrently, the United States had similar experience were being conducted involving mescaline, marijuana, barbiturates, and scopolamine at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Washington, D.C. by Dr. Winthrop Oberhauser. Oberhauser's experiments were conducted under the auspices of the OSS. That was the office of that was our beginning of the CIA. As a participant in the experiments, OSS officer George White later became the contractor, main contractor on CIA's MK Ultra subprojects 314, 42, and 149, which ran from 1953 to 64. In all, they entailed or consisted of 149 subprojects, which will be mainly presently discussed. And see the appendix in the back of the book, because every one of the subprojects is printed there. Thanks to Dr. Colin Ross, who got all the information for me. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, during World War II, I'm pretty well sure, I read this in one of your books, that during that period of time when they bombed the crap out of Germany, I think the only thing left standing was IG Farben, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and a couple other places, and it's really incredible. They weren't allowed to bomb those places.
That's
incredible. They should have bombed IG Farben off the planet.
Yeah, but
never happened.
Oh yeah,
never happened.
Yeah,
incredible. Yep. I just it's really amazing how much of that is really true, and how much we're paying for it now.
Yeah.
We're paying for it now.
I'll just give you another history here.
Yeah, sure.
In 1942, COI became the Office of Strategic Services, OSS, and it's talking about William Donovan, was returned William Donovan, he became the first CIA guy. In his World War One rank as colonel, and by the war's end will be promoted to major general. During the war, the OSS conducted successful espionage and sabotage operations in Europe and parts of Asia. The OSS was disbanded in 1945 and resurrected as the CIA on July 26, 1947. The first director of the CIA was Rear Admiral Roscoe Henry Hillenkoetter, who lived from May 1887 to June 1982. It is interesting here to note that Admiral Hillenkoetter was a member of a civilian group, National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, NICAP. Now, you know, a lot of people don't realize that he was one of the Majestic 12, but he was actually, on top of that, first director of the CIA, was part of NICAP, you know, which is a big popular, that and MUFON are the main things for each. During this time, the CIA tried to expose the United States Air Force cover-up of UFOs to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost got killed for his effort. You know, what's his name? The Secretary of State at the time, he jumped out. He was thrown out of a window in a hospital. They gave him dosed him on LSD because he was trying to release the UFO stuff. So the UFO stuff was all dovetailed into... this stuff that were mind control. Mm-hmm. And now here's the latest thing. You know, as I said in the book, I don't think you've read this yet, but I'm covering all of the information leading up to implants. Okay? And then I have a big section on implants and mind control through implants and how they were a joint alien and American technology, and when they stopped using implants, when they started launching the keyhole cage satellites, which was the first one was put up in 79, and that's when the implant stuff started dying down. So the implant technology became obsolete for mind control. They can do it from satellite, but now they've taken satellite a step further, and I've just got all the newest information. It's classified, but I've got it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That they're using nanotechnology, and they're putting, I forget how many chips, microchips, in each injection of the Tamiflu.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and the microchips are, as I have said in my other books, when I wrote originally and talked about implants and Rays of Truth, I mentioned the fact that these implants have been around for a while, were powered off the central nervous system. They were usually implanted in the nasal or some of the anterior lobes of the brain.
Right.
Powered by the electrolyte solutions, the electricity that the brain produces up to several 90 millivolts in some cases. Well, the new technology only requires to power their transmitters that they're injecting in you right now as we speak. It only requires microvolts, and they get that off the CNS network, the central nervous system network. So these things have a range, a pretty good range, and they can transmit into telephones while it's on the hook, and then they can take that information because they don't transmit real far, but you get into your own telephone with it.
Right, right.
Your telephone and run into a Cray computer and hear everything you're doing. And that's what we're doing right now with Tamiflu. People out there have no frigging idea of what is going on. They are clueless.
Right, right.
Clueless.
Right.
And why? Well, you know, what happens with these kinds of nano implants, okay, what they can do with those is when it's time for the cancer companies to get more patients, so they can make more money, all they have to do is park an implant somewhere in your body and start letting it emit more radiation, turn the radiation transmitter up, and guess what? Lo and behold, you have cancer.
That's incredible.
That's what you're playing with. Yep.
Yep.
That's why I say the only cure for this is a quantum biological device.
Right.
Quantum biological device. And that is what we have been making in this company since 1981.
Yep.
And God bless you if you don't have one. And we have no competition. because no one really realizes what this is, and we got patents on the stuff anyway. But it's kind of a neat niche to be in, but I wish this was a bigger market and we did have competition. But the market of, you know, the market of ignorance is very large, and the market of smart consciousness is very small, and we have to fill that niche until people wake up. And we
know, it's interesting, but ever since I've had these my own nuclear receptor for about 10 years, and it's changed over the years, I've been able to see people put these nuclear receptors on and just see the energy just glow through the back of the body.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
absolutely incredible how fast that works on the heart.
Yeah,
just
and the
incredible.
Funny thing about it is that they're picking up enough radiation from the water in these implants that they've had their Tamiflu shots, and the vectors that come from the chemtrails to set them off even more.
Yeah.
So pretty soon they're going to be glowing in the dark because they're radioactive.
Yes.
You know, you'll be able to see who got their Tamiflu shot because they glow in the dark when they come to your door.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think?
You know,
of that?
It's interesting. I was out to lunch the other day with a couple people.
Wait a minute. Now, do you mean you're admitting that you're normally out to lunch, or are you physically out to lunch?
Just physically out to lunch.
Clarify that now.
And we were talking. I was telling them about the airplanes and the stuff that's coming out of the planes. I didn't even want to get and. They said, what? What are they doing? And I said, yeah, I mean, they're putting all kinds of, these flus are man-made.
Yeah.
I mean, they're spraying all over the place.
Talking.
People have not even a clue what's going on. And they're breathing in everything that you can imagine. They're even breathing in devices. I mean, they're so small, they can get into the nostrils, they can get into the ears, they can, you know, and people don't know that. I mean, the society really needs to be waking up.
I know.
You know, it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article in the Democrat and Chronicle here in Rochester that the president had gotten his flu shot, but he did not get the Tamiflu shot. He said he was going to wait for it.
Oh, of course he's going to wait for it.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't hold my breath.
Right.
Because they know what's going on. He knows what's going on with that stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's got stock.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And I remember Bush a few years ago when he took his shot on television. You know, everybody was watching him get a flu shot, and 2 weeks later they said that he was just getting a shot of water.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they lie so much. There's so much hidden. And this come out 2 weeks later and say, oh, well, he just got a shot of water. You know, but they know what's in these flu shots.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, if Obama got a flu shot, these are the old rhinovirus shots, okay? Rhinovirus symptomology is sore throat, runny nose, congestion, upper chest. Okay? Mm-hmm. Upper chest congestion, sometimes pain when you cough, or it's like hell in some cases.
Yeah,
And that's the typical rhinovirus. But the rhinovirus is going around like it always does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not man-made. It's just some, you know, stuff that's been around forever. The natural human immune system has got quite a natural ambience to protect you. If you're over, say, 25 years old, you pretty much have your immune system built against that now. Kids don't, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But even the antiviral shots for that are nothing more than dead. All they are is rhinovirus DNA that's dead. It won't hurt you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It actually, in some cases, probably will help your system, because your system will look at this dead DNA arrangement and say, oh, I recognize the sequence here. If this comes in, I'll attack it. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a dangerous. But the new one, the Tamiflu, is a living virus. It's a living virus. So what happens is, in a lot of cases, it attacks the central nervous system, the CNS.
Yeah.
And when it does that, people become paralyzed.
Yeah.
And you see it all the time. Kids go insane because It has the same genetic character as the cow, the
cow disease.
Mad cow disease.
Yeah.
Which attacks the prion in the protein in the base of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're doing is you're injecting a genetic spin-off of mad cow disease with the Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just find it's really really credible. I'm reading right now, 73% of school shootings by young people are caused by the psychotropic drugs they were prescribed.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just incredible. I can't wait till I really get into this book. This is
On that note, all of the Effexor, all of those drugs, not Ritalin, but pretty much all the rest of them, either have cyclohexane or piperidine in them.
Right. In other words, Prozac, Paxil, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, Paxil has it.
Yeah. Lexapro.
Xanax has it. I mean, if you want to get down the list, I can name two drugs for you that have it. Okay. I did all the chemistry on them, and every one of them has a cyclohexane. C-Y-C-L-O-X-H-A-H-E-X-A-N-E. Look it up. Google it. I give you plenty of websites to Google here. All the way through. You notice all the websites? If you had a computer, how amazing. Every paragraph I cover, I give you a source of where you can go for more information. So I don't want people to believe me anymore. I'm tired of that. Go find out for yourself. That's what this book is about. This book gives you an idea and then a place to go to prove me wrong. I haven't gotten one phone call yet. There's a lot of books going out now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
A lot of books going out now.
Well, I think the amazing thing is that they're really seeing this.
Our listeners are. I'm sure most of them are. But the general public's not getting it. We're pushing to get on some of the bigger shows. There's resistance because a lot of the show hosts are afraid of me, you know. I'm well informed, and if they're not well informed, that's fine. But if they make a mistake, I'm going to correct them, and they know that. And I expect the same. But unfortunately, most of the time, nobody corrects me. You know, I have been corrected a few times, and I welcome that because that's my growing process. But usually I do my due diligence before I go on somebody else's radio show. Saturday night, I'll be on Genesis, the Alex Jones network that he's on Genesis, by the way. I'll be on Genesis Network on the Secret Truth show, which will be, this is above the ground stuff and the Internet, and that's the Secret Truth, and that's from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock Saturday night, Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific time or I guess what, 8 o'clock Central time. So I'll be on 1 hour on that show. And then I'll be on another show I'm booking now with Verado out of Asheville, Tennessee. And that's coming up. So we're starting to go out and do other shows now. And these are
that's
not
fantastic.
Just internet, but they're above the ground shows. You know, they're broadcast AM, FM stuff, you know.
Right. Right.
Well, that's starting now, but it's as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going fast enough to get the word out. But at the same time, when you know a lot of people start having real serious other side effects from these shots, and they're already on the internet. Go to YouTube and look at some of these people that have been paralyzed.
I remember you. We did a show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that lady, a 30-year-old lady, triathlete.
Yeah.
Now a vegetable.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible. If anybody wants to call in, Fred, let's give them the phone number.
Yeah, give them the number. Let's have a little
It's 1-888-815-9756. We're more than happy to help you as much as we possibly can with this or anything else that you might want to find out about the super receptors or the projectors. We're more than happy to help you with that. So please give us a call at 1-888-815-9756. And on page 154, right. It has here cyclohexane and cyclohexene ingredients in the Tamiflu vaccine. Look up these ingredients on the internet. You have it listed right here where they can find out all these informations of these poisons that are being pumped into our bodies.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. So I think people should be aware. This book should actually be in every home in America.
Yeah, well, we're working on it.
Yep.
It's a hard row.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what the problem is. I'm not going to name who we're talking to, but it's the biggest there is in the business. They already took my website down when I first came out with it. Okay. They sent my website down. Luckily, my computer guy is also a master hacker, was able to go into the major network and retrieve my website before it was completely destroyed. The DNS servers in the world all have lost it conveniently. They're all over the place. They're in different areas. Conveniently, my entire website disappeared with a big ad for the book on the front of it.
Yeah, it just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's an article here on page 153 that's fabulous. It says, ingredients in the Tamiflu vaccines now being prepared for pregnant women, children, and the elderly are highly toxic and poisonous and are some of the elements used to produce PCP or angel dust psychotropic drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely incredible.
Okay, now realize that this is October. I wrote that part of the book probably early last year, probably in the wintertime somewhere, January, February, somewhere in there I wrote that.
Yep.
Okay. It was announced in September, late August, early September, that there were a limited amount of Tamiflu vaccines at this point, and as soon as they were able to get a consistent supply, they were going to suggest first a priority level, and the priority level was pregnant women.
Right? Yeah.
It's on the news now, as you've heard.
Yeah.
And you just read what they're going after. You got to be really stupid not to get this.
Yep. I'll tell you, Donald Rumsfeld is up to his ears in all this. It's just incredible.
No, it's all through the book, yeah.
Yep, he's, just incredible.
Remember, back when he was working for President Ford.
A Ford? Okay.
Yeah, it's in the book. When he was working for President Ford, he fired the FDA commissioner, hired his own FDA commissioner.
Right.
Got the Nutri-Street, legalized. The FDA hated it. They knew it was poison, It's aspartame, a synthetic aspartame that destroys brain cells more than alcohol.
Yeah.
That?
That's incredible.
He plays hardball.
Yes.
I admire him. If I were an evil character, he'd be my role model. But I'm not an evil person.
No, of course you're not.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at, he even called aspartame. It's in 5,000 different foods that we eat and drink. It's poison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things are poison.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely incredible.
I've had 2 years, well, 3 years ago I had patients, but I used to take people off of that stuff. And I had one guy almost he was about to be committed.
Really?
Yeah, he was a big businessman. He didn't believe that this was making him go crazy. He was going to commit suicide. Very successful businessman. Had a huge home up in Bel Air with 23 servants. And had started taking aspartame and was pretty much lost his fortune. He lost his mind. I got him off of it,
Yeah.
And he's now rebuilding his fortune, and he lost his family, everything, because he just mentally went nuts. And everybody thought, that there was something wrong with him. He didn't drink a lot. He wasn't doing any drugs. He was just taking this asparagine. But when we took him off of it, he started building his fortune back.
Yeah.
He literally almost broke when I met him. He lost his Bel Air estate, you know, his wife, everything, and left him. Now, you know, I got him back, and he started, it's like life all over again. I can't, I'm not going to name him because he was a patient, but that's what asparagine does, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know what's amazing is that Rumsfeld is this powerful. He's even more powerful than the FDA.
Yep, well, he's
just incredible.
Remember in the Pentagon, he ran the Pentagon.
Yep.
Rumsfeld is the one that started the Iraqi war. You think Bush was smart enough? Hell no.
Yeah.
Rumsfeld started the Iraqi war so they get all that gold. You know how many billions of dollars in cash they got out of there?
Really?
You'll never hear about it because him and Cheney, you know, wonderful Cheney, with Halliburton, they knew where to go get the cash. You know, the Iraqis had stored lots of American money.
Billions of dollars
they retrieved.
They had billions of dollars that they found, and of course it all disappeared. Nobody knows where it went.
Well, it was in the news. Not only did billions of dollars of cash go away, but billions and billions of barrels of oil disappeared.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember what George Bush originally said, those of you that have any semblance of an attention span, as he went into the war, we're going to take and we're going to rebuild this country with their oil.
Yeah.
You know, they're one of the richest, you know, next to Iran, and south of Russia, there's a field. Those are the three most powerful fields in the world.
Yeah.
And you know what the Iraqi people got out of that? Zip.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zilch.
They didn't get 10 cents.
Well, I understand that the strongholds in Texas are all filled. All the caves are filled again with oil.
Yeah, that's right. That's what what you can do is when George Bush Sr. bought those 65 super tankers.
Yes.
He was hauling $750 million a day of Iraqi oil out of Iraq using American troops in the Gulf down there to protect his ships, which didn't load up on the shoreline. They ran a pipeline out into the center of the Gulf.
Right.
They loaded up about a mile offshore so that the, RPGs that these terrorists, these guys had, couldn't reach the ships. An RPG won't go a mile.
Yeah.
Or 500 feet and it's done, you know?
Yeah.
And so out there they could protect them. So do the math on how many years that war has been going on and how much oil has been hauled out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I forget the name of the field. If this is something that's ignorance on my part, but there's a particular field like the Kelly Field or something in Texas where all this went back. It was the richest oil field in the Houston area of all, and I guess the Bush owns a lot of it. They bought it when it was fizzling out, but now it's all full again.
Yeah. Smart man.
Senior Bush, are you kidding? Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant man.
Yeah. Son, stupid. Marvin, smart. Marvin is smart enough, the guy that wired up the explosives in the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Marvin, never hear about him people don't even know they have a third brother named Marvin.
Really?
Yeah. Most people don't know that he runs a security agency, and they put explosives in the World Trade Center 3 months prior to, bringing it down.
Wow. This was
all
planned. The whole thing was planned. Hello?
Hello there. This is Dominic from England.
Oh, hi, Dominic.
How's it going, man? How's the room
fine. Oh, well, I'm rooming away like crazy, yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you sure are doing well on Facebook. You know everybody.
Yes, it's quite, well, yes, I've settled well into that.
You're like a Facebook superstar.
And it's sort of, I'm going every direction, luckily.
Yeah, you're doing good. So what's happening?
Well, I've just been noticing, in the last month, if I try to remember an event that took place a week ago, it seems like two or three weeks ago. It's like a strange I don't know. I can't explain it. It's like this. I told my mother about something that occurred like a week earlier, and she couldn't believe it wasn't only a week earlier. And she thought like 2 or 3 weeks earlier. And it's, you know, I'm trying to work out what this kind of distortion in, you know, what's going on there.
You want John to say, or you want me to?
I think it would be best if you can tell him.
What's going on now is that the dark star, okay, moving in close to Earth, and it has planets about the size of Jupiter going through our planetary system, okay? And these large bodies of energy, you know, tremendous gravity, emit what are called gravity waves. We call gravitons.
Ah, so it's that.
And here's the scenario. This is a scenario only, okay? You're sitting in your bedroom, and you're watching TV, and a very large planet moved by your bedroom, okay? A very large planet with a completely different gravity than... It's so strong that it actually pulls you a little bit towards it,
yeah.
But it doesn't pull you off the ground. Those gravity waves that are pulling you will alter your space-time dimension orientation. And your time will speed up. If it's a very large mass, your time will speed up on a quantum level to match its vibratory frequency. So in other words, what would normally take a day or two to complete something you're doing, watching TV in your bedroom, it happens in seconds. You follow me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gravity waves do. Kip Thorne is the number one guy in the world, as far as I'm concerned, on gravity waves. And they have these gravity wave detectors set up now.
Mm-hmm.
And they set them up in triangles. They'll set one up in California, one in Florida, one up in Canada. And they try to measure time differences. And the gravity detector consists of a very large, like a 5,000-pound steel rod with a sensor on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's shielded from the Earth's vibration. It's floating, theoretically, and it will change its energy field. It will actually transmit electricity or start to vibrate in the influence of other planets' gravity waves. These are called gravity, you know, detectors. They're called LIGO. And so they're spending millions of dollars on this research, but in truth, this is why time is speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
The second,
I think also that we're being affected by it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
you know, it's really affecting us.
The second thing that speeds time up is that there's two things in the universe. One is called dark energy. One is called dark matter. Okay. The universe is about. This is all in my book. Everything I'm telling you is in my book. Okay. Dark matter consists of about 74% of the universe, okay? You can consider dark matter to be antimatter, okay? In other words, during an atomic or nuclear explosion or test, where an electron is bombarded and creates a positron, a positron's only there for a billionth of a second, it's gone, but it was observed on a Wilson cloud chamber or a bubble chamber, whatever they're using, okay, this observation is made. So if we're saying that the scientists, physicists consider the planet to be 74%, the universe to be 74% dark matter, there's more antimatter than there is matter.
Mm-hmm.
So on a spiritual level, what that means is that we are moving into our ghost bodies, our higher frequency bodies, our second etheric bodies, like the Pleiadians that lived 1,500 years. Okay? So people would say, well, what would it be like to live 1,500 years? That would be kind of weird. but not on an accelerated time scale where you're starting to use the antimatter as part of your system. So to verify that, if this process is taking place, we go back and we look at dark energy. Dark energy is responsible for the expansion rate of the universe. In other words, if antimatter is becoming matter and making us more etheric, etheric beings can live longer, then by mathematics, theoretically, by Planck's constant, the universe has to expand faster to accommodate this, or it will blow up. And when we talk about blow up, we talk about what's called the cosmological factors. The universe, you know, collapsing on itself, the big freeze, the big burn, or whatever. So what happens is, you know, in physics, as we start bringing more of this antimatter into our consciousness, into our being, and the particle has now been identified in physics called a solitron, in my book. The solitron becomes more active in your consciousness, and people start to live longer, but time goes faster. So proportionately, you notice time speeding up, but your aging process, theoretically, is slowing down. Okay? And that's what's happening. So dark energy is coming in. It's really not dark energy. It's actually the white light. But physics, you know, in math, because you have to do it in mathematics, I have all the math in my book, it looks at that as dark energy. Okay? So dark energy is responsible for the expansion, and the universe is expanding much faster now than it was 50, 100, or 1,000 years ago. Science can quite accurately measure that by looking at the radioactive aftermath of the Big Bang that occurred 13.8 million billion years ago, which left a radioactive X-ray signature about 388 light years from here. And so we've been watching this bang for quite a while, which confirmed the Big Bang, and now that's moving back faster. So that's how we're able to communicate, or actually to measure the expansion of the universe. We're also doing it through what's called redshift, blue shift. So I don't know if that snowed you or helped you, but it's really happening.
It's funky and weird.
But you get the physics of it?
Just about. Yeah, you know, I'll listen to the show again in the archives. You know,
I've explained it, you know, pretty well. It might take a few times to go over it. And have you got my book yet?
No, I'm still saving up for it. I just about managed to save up for the shipping costs and the book itself, but I have to work out how to.
I tell you what, you order the book, I'll ship it to you free because you're a good supporter. So there's zero shipping.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you just order that, and when you order it on the online, say no shipping, and we won't charge you for shipping. Or call up and order it during the working hours here, and you'll have free shipping.
I'll do that.
Because I'll tell you what, you'll sell more books for me than I can count.
Oh my gosh! Well,
yeah.
I'm sure
you got free shipping. How's that?
I think the amount of people who ask me about my pyramid these days, it's like four times a day I get asked about my pyramid in my head, especially in central London. And I've even almost got chucked out of Harrods for wearing it, but I made sure that I had a word with the person in charge of security guard to make sure I wasn't chucked out, but. I'm just so amazed by how many people are interested in, you know, they want to wear a pyramid, and...
Doing great.
Okay.
I'll do you one better. You call in with the information, I'll give you a book. I'll pay for it, I'll ship it to you, I'll give it to you free. Just call in to Rebecca, you know, at 1-800, or I guess you'd have to call the... 949-2603 number from Europe, and I've given you a book and paid for the shipping. How's that?
Well, you're a golden, beautiful soul, Dr. Fred.
Well, you're a good man. You do good work.
Okay.
I watch you, you know. You don't go unobserved.
Okay. I'll let you go then. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Call in tomorrow if you want. Let's get that book shipped out to you.
Okay, superb.
All right.
He's a good guy. He's always on the phone. Always. Really, really nice person.
And he does a hell of a job on Facebook.
Yes, he does.
You get on Facebook.
He's really a good guy.
Yeah.
Really, really a good man.
You got a kind of an underground going on Facebook now. And,
wow.
Yeah, and my friend Ann West, well, I got friends that have 3,000 or 4,000 followers. And Facebook
really?
Gets weird if you get too many too fast. I only got 300 or so, but you need to get your new $300 computer and get on there because he does a hell of a promotion over there, and it brings a lot of listeners over here. Because that,
right.
I put that, like my friend Wesley Snipes and I hooked up. He's got there's a fake Wesley Snipes and there's a real Wesley Snipes.
Really?
And I know the real one because he sent me an email after I joined his Facebook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a movie over in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in Detroit right now. If you can believe
really?
That. And I knew it was him, but I mean, a lot of really cool people are on there. I hooked up with Bill Clinton on Facebook. You know?
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's fake people over there, there's fake celebrities, but there's real ones. And when you send messages back and forth, people that you know, and they answer in a certain way, you know it's real.
Well, I'm going to get this computer you're talking about for $300.
It's on a Best Buy. It's a Toshiba.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a computer. I got two of them now.
That's what you were saying.
$300? You know, for a grand, you can have three of them. and they do everything that you could possibly want to do with a computer. They're very fast.
Yeah.
Easy to operate. They're wireless. They do anything you want. They got a huge 160 gigabyte memory, which is plenty, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a writer like me or something, you need more than sometimes, but I've never really used that much. In the old days, I used to buy them 70, 80 gigabytes, and I'd fill that up.
Mm-hmm.
But 160, a lot of them today are 350 and 250, but 160 is plenty. I don't have a computer in the house here, and I've got probably 10 of them in here for different things, that's ever had 160 gigabytes of memory used. And
right.
The front end is 1 gigabyte of RAM. You know, read only memory.
Mm-hmm.
You used to get 250 kilobytes of RAM, and you'd pay, you know, I've come with it, and you wanted any more, paid a lot of money for the little chip they had plug in.
Yeah.
I'd get a gigabyte of RAM for $300. What more do you want?
Wow, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go over to Best Buy tomorrow and pick one up.
Yeah. And if you're really good, you can just steal it.
Yeah,
okay,
$300 is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, I say you can steal it.
Oh.
I bought a pyramid.
I heard somebody back there.
Yeah, somebody's... Hello, is somebody with us?
Yes.
I don't know who it is.
This is Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Where are you from, Wayne?
I'm from Round Lake, Illinois.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. So what's
and,
on your mind tonight?
And Fred Bell, he's the... Okay, Fred, I'm calling in regard to the stuff that they're putting up in the skies with the jet airplanes.
Yeah, chemtrails.
Yeah, the chemtrails, yeah. I just would like to know what kind of stuff they're...
What kind of
stuff
material they
happened to that, and it's making us... feel funny, you know?
Yeah, you got your radio. Turn your computer
radio,
down
yeah,
a little bit
kinda...
and get a little feedback.
Okay.
I
turned down the computer.
Huh?
I turned down my computer.
Yeah, it's working better now.
Okay.
They use a lot of different things. They use a lot of dead cells. They use bromide. And lately, the big technology there was to run it through a jet engine in the fuel and not have it destroyed. That was the big technological challenge, which they solved. And so when they inject the stuff into the atmosphere, there a lot of it is... living viruses that can withstand the pressures of the engine that's injecting it, and many viruses can because it's so quick that so they created a vector. So when you get the Tamiflu shot, what happens is that vector. And what a vector is a part of a molecular component that completes a reaction. And when, for example, sodium chloride, if you have sodium, if you took a piece of liquid sodium and put it on water, it would dance around and burn up the metal. Chloride, obviously chlorine, is deadly as a gas. You put them together and you have table salt, okay? So what they do is, that's called vectoring. So what they do is they have a element in the Tamiflu that's looking for completion. And when it gets completed, it finishes up a chemical structure that launches into your DNA that destroys you eventually in some way or other. It will look for your genetic weaknesses, because that's what a good vector will do, and it'll attack you there. So what happens is you may not get H1N5 from an H1N1 shot, but you might get something else. And chances are you'll get something else. And that's how vectoring works, and that's what they're doing.
I see.
Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
In other words, whatever they're trying to give you in these flu shots, whether it be the swine flu N1, whatever that one is.
H1N1.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's included in that shot to erupt your body into.
Once it comes in contact with the thing that's in the air.
Oh, I see.
It has to have the air component to do its thing.
I see.
Yeah.
So the best thing.
And I'll tell you why they do that, because if they the shots will be deadly. You know, if they put the whole thing together and gave you a shot, you die right away. You follow me, or you get sick on something.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to let it happen. And so there are certain amounts of these contaminants that are stored, in the air, and in the air depending on the temperature and the time of year and all of that. These vectors move around. These, you could call them inflammation agents, move around with the climate, and they go and big, you could have a big fire here in Temecula, and you could have ash go up into the troposphere and rain down in Medford, Oregon. You follow me?
Yes.
So they never know where the vector's going to land. The vector does land, they'll know at some point, because that will work with the, in concert, it will complete a chemical reaction within the shot itself, and you'll die from it or get incredibly sick from it.
So it's looking for is a host all the time.
Yeah, they need a host.
Yeah.
I need a host.
We being the host is...
you're the host. And you go looking to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have another question.
Sure.
And that is, it's got to do with my sister and her daughter went to a doctor one time down in Florida. And it only usually takes 15 minutes to get there, and they can't account for almost an hour. For some reason, they something happened, and all they could remember is they seen some lights or something, and now they can't account for about 45 minutes of their trip.
So there's a possibility that there was an implant. It sounds like how long ago was this anyway? A few years ago?
This was this was going back about about 15 years ago, 16 years ago, and her daughter was had a baby the next day. So
it was the shutting down era of the implant. That's what I was talking about earlier on the show, is that the implants, they started phasing those out in 1991, which was the Kehoe satellite system that was launched on STS-38, and since then they don't do the implants anymore, they're doing it another way. But she was part of the old implant process, where the missing time is actually done by abduction and hypnosis. A very advanced form of hypnosis that they do, and that's what she probably has an implant. One of that group does probably have an implant. Who knows which one?
Yeah.
We have a trace mineral. If there's any doubt, we have a product called Pirlo we've been making for 20-some years that dissolves implants. If you have Morgellons disease, take this trace mineral, it will dissolve your Morgellons disease. Yeah. So you know. This is the old countermeasure stuff that I've been doing almost my life.
That's very interesting, Fred. It's very, very interesting.
Like I say, when I was in the military, and afterwards I did some intelligence work, I saw things I don't talk about. Nobody would believe it, but I sure know how to help people, and when they come forth and ask for help, we can fix them. You know, I don't fix them.
Yeah.
They fix themselves, but I give them the tools. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, we're out of time. 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. Wow.
Okay, we're going to get kicked off the air.
Okay.
All right. That was fun. Can't believe we're still on the air. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Steve Barish and Bella Boo and Buddy Boo. And we'll continue this conversation next week.
Fantastic.
All right. There we go. Get the book. The Inside Track, 1-800-729-2603 is the phone number. 1-800-729-2603. And we went over, baby.